This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Shocking news over the weekend. It surprises nobody. In fact, Clinton body count was trending on Twitter most of the weekend. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Glad you folks are with me. Oh my gosh, we got some breaking news. Jeffrey Epstein dead. Jeffrey Epstein, convicted sexual predator, dead. Oh, my goodness. The Clintons are in mourning, right? Less than a week ago, the Clintons commented on Epstein, saying, "We are shocked to hear about Jeffrey Epstein's impending suicide." 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show. I'm not laughing because Jeffrey Epstein's dead. I'm not. I'm laughing at the entirety of the situation, the fact that I predicted Epstein's death. Now, if you think that I'm the second coming of, some psychic or soothsayer, who was that lady that used to be Dr. Joyce Brothers or whatever, that would predict, the future? If you think that I'm some sage that can predict the future, I hate to disappoint you, but I will just tell you, the minute they arrested Jeffrey Epstein, I said, he's dead. He's deader than disco, baby. Jeffrey Epstein, the minute. Look, Epstein was tied to too many powerful people. I saw this stat. People who have dirt on the Clintons are 843% more likely to die by suicide than the average Joe. I'm not sure if that's an FBI stat, but I buy into it. I agree. If you know the Clintons, it's best to keep your distance. I won't even be the Clintons' pool boy. You get what I'm saying? There's no safe space in the Clintons' universe. Nothing safe. Don't be a driver that accidentally overhears something. Don't be a housekeeper. Don't be a babysitter, a nanny. Don't be anything involving the Clintons or you will be dead. And I'm not talking about dying of natural cause. I mean, we're all going to die. The Clintons, you just don't live the life expectancy. Oh, man. Those people will do you in. A friend of mine said, if you believe Epstein died of suicide and you believe Seth Rich died from a botched robbery, yeah, it just ain't gonna happen. It's funny how people tied to the Clintons find ways to die. And lecherous pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, this dude had to know. Jeffrey Epstein, from the moment, look, let me tell you, Jeffrey Epstein kept himself safe by keeping Bill Clinton full, replete with young, pretty girls from all over the world and bringing him to that island. That's what kept Jeffrey Epstein alive. But the minute Epstein lost his usefulness and suddenly became a liability, bum, 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 bum. You don't need Columbo for this. Yeah, you don't need who's the best detective, Charlie Chan. you don't need Matlock. No, he's an attorney to get you off, right? Who's the biggest detectives out there? Anyway, you don't need them. Yeah, I'm surprised Epstein lasted as long as he did, to be honest with you, because it wasn't like a few people knew of his connection to this convicted sexual predator Bill Clinton. The world knew about this. This was big news. This Jeffrey Epstein, look, white rich men live, they have a better life expectancy than a black baby. They live to be 90. I'm just saying, white rich men, I hang around a lot of rich white guys. They take care of themselves. They go to the doctor. You know, they're ahead of the things because they're like, it ain't going to be my prostate. You know, it's not going to be some form of cancer. I mean, they are ahead of it. It's always stage one for them. They get it early. They're not going to die. Guys with his kind of coin that have an island and private jets don't die at the age of 66. God doesn't even allow it. I'm just saying. Now, if Jeffrey Epstein were black in 66, he would have lived beyond life expectancy. And for him to die by suicide with two bullets to the back of the head, I would expect if he knew the Clintons. But Jeffrey Epstein is supposed to live to be 90, 92. You know what I'm saying? And he's going to go out on some jet skis. You know, he ain't going out laying in bed, coughing. He goes out on jet skis and skiing down a mountain. Don't lie to me. I got white friends that are rich. I know how y'all die. I'm talking about the rich ones. I know how they die. Average white guy, he may die, you know, with family and hospice or whatever. Rich white people go out the right way. Jeffrey Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein had to be sitting there going, dang it, if I didn't know the Clintons, I'd live another 20 plus years. He would. Look, some people believe God knows the minute you're going to die, and then he does, okay? I agree with that. But I'm saying you take the Clintons out of the equation, and God gives Jeffrey Epstein 20, 25 more years. Yeah, Epstein essentially made himself his own executioner when he befriended Bill Clinton. I don't know if he knew it at the time, how lecherous they could be. Yeah, there's a lot to this story. Because Epstein had tried to commit suicide. Look, you just go, if you were watching over the weekends and you looked at the trend lines, how does a dude on suicide watch who had tried to commit suicide, how does he die? Is the camera out in his cell, you know, where they don't watch it anymore? Was he not high profile enough? What? Ann Coulter tweeted, you better move Jeffrey Epstein to a supermax prison where they, you know, everything's watched 24/7 or he will be dead. And he's dead. And Ann said, boom, on Twitter, I told you so a while back. I'm not trying to take credit for the prediction of Jeffrey Epstein's death. Nobody, I'm not that morbid. But and I also want to say this. Many of you had the same conclusion. The minute Epstein got put into prison, you went, uh-oh. So we don't have superpowers. We just have good powers of common sense. And we knew exactly what was due to happen. Anyway, there's a ton to talk about today, not just Jeffrey Epstein. But I definitely want, because I want to talk about broken promises, but I'm not going to do it this hour. But Epstein's dead, and we'll see what happens.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftists really know how to clear the news cycle, boy. I tell you what. Woo! You go from Russian collusion to Baltimore and Trump is a racist to, well, you know, who knows, right? And then you wake up in one morning and they go, Epstein is dead! And it's like, oh boy. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to call us. But promote it, KJRadio.com. And download the show. Get the podcast. Get a link to it. Put it on your phone. Put it on your TV. Pretty soon we'll probably do TV. Shortly, seriously. We're going to probably do it because we're getting set up for it, and I'm going to see how it all works. But, yeah, I want to broadcast on TV. Let's see how that works out for us. Anyway, is the death of Jeffrey Epstein a warning to the Clintons? Because that crossed my mind. Like somebody said, we're going to kill Epstein. It'll implicate the Clintons because the Clintons have a very mysterious way of their people around them, their satellites, getting killed. But then, after I thought about that, I said, or is this a warning to everybody else from the Clintons? Think about that. All the people that could implicate the Clintons who are still out there. The James Comeys and the McCabes and the Strucks and the Clappers and all them. Are the Clintons saying, it doesn't matter if you're in prison, if you're in jail on suicide watch, we will get to you. Because would you put it past them? Think about how many people the Clintons killed when they were poor. I mean, now they got money. Yeah, not only can, I'm just saying, it's one thing to be poor and ruthless. It's another to be rich and ruthless. As they say, money will bring out your bad character faster than anything. So if they liked to kill when they were poor, they must love to kill now. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to. Clearly the time had come for Epstein to be found to have committed suicide with two bullets to the back of the head. He didn't die from two bullets to the back of the head. I know that. But here's what was reported at the time that he was found dead in his cell. Billionaire Jeffrey Epstein was found dead of an apparent suicide in a Manhattan jail early Saturday morning. Epstein was being held awaiting charges on conspiracy and sex trafficking. Prosecutors have accused him of operating a sex trafficking ring in which he both paid underage girls to have sex with him and paid some of them to recruit other victims. He pleaded not guilty and would face trial before June of 2020. Now, this is so funny because the dates are so amazing. Think about it. Nancy Pelosi's daughter tweeted, look, this is going to implicate a lot of our friends. Be ready to be surprised at the revelations of who gets caught in this. Jeffrey Epstein is going to go to trial before the election, right? And who knows who these friends are? For all we know, Buttigieg is one of them. He was getting them young teenage boys. Maybe Biden was in on it. Who knows, right? Hunter was on Jeffrey Epstein's Lolita Express to the island. We don't know, and now we will never know. I'm just saying, this is fraught with so much intrigue. And Jeffrey Epstein pleads not guilty. Not guilty. They got enough stuff on Epstein to put him away for 15 lifetimes. I mean, look, from any vantage point, this, finger quotes coming, folks, suicide is pretty much got the fingerprints of the powers that be. Because Epstein, as much as we know about Bill Clinton, let me tell you, there are people on that list who are as powerful, if not more powerful, than Bill Clinton, including this Prince somebody over in England. Because, you know, they don't like Trump either. So, these are leftists. They're all leftists. How could you not be a leftist if you're a rich political figurehead? You've never had to work in your life. You're worth millions of dollars and people fawn all over you. You could fart in public and people would say it smelled like roses if you're Prince Andrew or Prince Albert or Prince whoever. And Prince, you know, in the revolution, it doesn't matter. And they would make it sound. So how could you not be a leftist? Your world is so distorted. You don't even know what work is. Mother, should I get a job? We don't work in the at Buckingham Palace. You know, your job is to just be a prince or to be a duke or whatever. And so everything's thrown at you. Everybody wants to be associated with you. Oh, the duke will be coming to our party. A duke. What is the next thing below a duke? I don't even know the royal procession of king, then prince, then duke, then earl, or whatever else. But here's what I'll tell you. If you say the earl of, you know, Jacksonville is coming, people want to be there and they want to throw money at you. These people are leftists. And so these leftist elites, these moneyed up white folks from old money, and when I say old money, see, old money is worse than new money. New money still believes in rules for the most part and understands that, hey, it can go away. Old money says, no, we write the rules. We will always have money. And so they're the freakiest people on the planet. I'm telling you, they are the most distorted, deranged, because they've had enough time to be thinking about stuff over the years. The most whimsical thing that can come out of having money has been thought of with old money. New money, if you're sitting around going, you know what, I'm going to buy myself a series of 350, you know, $1 million watches, and I'm going to get a winder for my watches. It costs $350 million. I'm going to put that in my wall so my watches wind. Oh, and I'm going to build a car, a thing that will take my cars up in an elevator and park it in my penthouse. New money can't think of stuff like that. New money's just happy to have the car. You know, old money's thinking of ways that they can be more extravagant with that money. And that's what leftists are. Old money clowns. Yeah. Now, Bill Clinton didn't perform the dastardly act on Jeffrey Epstein. We know this. I don't think there's cameras and all that, but Bill Clinton and Hillary do not get their hands dirty the way that, you know, normal people. They're not mafioso in that respect. But for all intents and purposes, they might as well have been the people who did whatever. How did Epstein die? We have nothing in this report that told us how Epstein died. Now, supposedly he tried to slit his wrist or something, or no, he tried to hang himself. I don't know. Maybe he tried to run so hard he bumped his head. Who knows? But we don't have any details. All we know is it is an apparent suicide. What makes it an apparent suicide? They could have easily reported Jeffrey Epstein found with, you know, ligature around his neck and an apparent suicide. Okay. Now get an idea. What, did he choke himself to death with his own hands? Bill Clinton might as well have been in the cell with Jeffrey Epstein, tied a noose around his neck or whatever, however he died, and killed him. He might as well have. Because when you befriend the Clintons, you put your life at risk. And Jeffrey Epstein pretty much knew when he got arrested that the jig was up. So this is where we find ourselves. I got to take a break. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summits to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text Gold Summit to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in New Orleans on Monday, Attorney General Bill Barr says the investigation of Jeffrey Epstein will continue.
The FBI and the Office of Inspector General are doing just that. We will get to the bottom of what happened, and there will be accountability.
A new federal rule says legal immigrants coming to the United States will have limits on what sort of federal assistance they can receive. Acting Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Ken Cuccinelli explains.
Under the rule, a public charge is now defined as an individual who receives one or more designated public benefits for more than 12 months within any 36-month period.
Cuccinelli also says the rule does not affect refugees and is set to go into effect in October. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Twitter, dominated by leftist folks. Social media site that hates Donald Trump has three times more leftists than it does righties, and also suppresses the messages of the right. And you want to know what was trending most of the weekend? Clinton body count. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Clinton body count. Go on Facebook. It was one of the trending articles the entire weekend, Clinton body count. And it was, I mean, Epstein is dead, but the trending thing is Clinton body count. Dominated by leftists on the media. So here's what I'm trying to tell you. Leftists know how deranged and how sick and how evil their leaders are. They know it. Don't be fooled for a second. There are people high within the government, Democrats, leftists to their rotten core, who know exactly how the Clintons would behave. How treacherous people like Valerie Jarrett, who worked for Barack Obama and the Obama campaign, are. These are people who have henchmen. Bill Clinton, in and of himself, he's a corrupt guy, but he would never pull the trigger. Hillary Clinton would pour gasoline on you and light the match and give you that Dr. Evil speech before she threw it on you. Valerie Jarrett the same way. And quite frankly, the women over there are more evil than any guy on the planet. There's not a more evil person on the planet than a leftist woman. You talk about a woman scorned, you don't even have to scorn them. If it means promoting their careers or the careers of their husbands and then doing whatever they need to do, done. Done deal. KJRadio.com is where you can find this program. Be sure to download it. Tell friends about it. Do we really want to know the gory details of Epstein? Yeah. What about the inner workings of when the hit was given on Epstein? Now, what about the gory details of just how things work? Once a sanction, they call it sanctioning. In other words, when somebody's gonna kill somebody, they say, "Do you sanction this?" And the government goes, "Yes, we sanction it." So whether it's Ron Brown who finally found Jesus and decided to fly himself into a mountain going to Africa, or Seth Rich who was killed in a botched robbery attempt, a white kid in D.C. that has no money. But a botched robbery and he gets killed. Or the litany of other people, because there was a point where we were keeping count of the body count with the Clintons and it was 47. I know for a fact it went above the 50s over the last few years from after we wrote that article. 47 bodies. from secretaries that were tied to Bill Clinton when he was in the White House to Vince Foster and on down the line. We chronicled it. Go look at the website, theblacksphere.net. When it comes to the Clintons, folks, if you got close ties to them, you're in danger. They're like serial killers. Here's why I say that. You don't really know the real body count. With a serial killer, they'll say, we're going to attribute 50 bodies to John Wayne Gacy. But we know there's more. Right? You know there's more. There's the ones that those guys will admit to, and then there's all those unsolved ones that fit the same, you know, what they call the modus operandi. This is like, he killed people and he would put a nose ring in their nose with a bell on the bottom of it or something. And they go, we have 50 bodies he admitted to like that, but we found 7 others with nose rings and a bell that may be his. That's the Clintons. They put a crescent C in your ear, you know, or something. You know? Or a gold C is like, you know, put into your eyeball or something. Because I'm just saying, we don't know the real body count for the Clintons. We don't. And Epstein, here's the deal. Epstein found himself in a no-win situation. I said earlier in the broadcast, the minute Epstein... the heat started getting on him. Epstein wasn't worried about prison. Epstein, that was the least of his concern. Epstein was worried about death. Death by Clinton. Yeah, it reminds me of that scene in The Hunger Games. Okay, so I don't know if you watched the movie, but in The Hunger Games, this girl, Katniss, wins from District 12, and she was hated by Sutherland's character. He's like the president, and he doesn't want her to win, but she wins. She and her boyfriend win from District 12. And he was warning the guy who was running the games that she shouldn't win. You better make sure she doesn't win. And the guy's like, oh, well, we got it. We got this under control. Well, she wins. So at the end, they say, they go get this guy who was the head of the games, and they say, hey, you know, the president wants to see you. So he goes up and he's all like, okay, well, no big deal. They put him in a room. He's looking around and there's nothing there except a bowl full of poison berries. That's kind of where Epstein was. They put him in that cell and there was nothing there but a noose. And let me tell you, they weren't expecting the guy Seneca Crane on Hunger Games to juggle those berries. They expected him to eat them. And with Epstein... they left him with a pocket knife or a gun with one bullet or, you know, use whatever metaphor you want. But they left him something to kill himself. They were saying either you're going to do it or we're going to do it for you. And it will be a lot worse. So Epstein accepted his fate. But the gall of him to plead not guilty. When he did that, the jail should have put him on double suicide watch. Because the plea of not guilty wasn't for him, it was for the people he would, quote, leave behind. Because Epstein knew how to protect them. One of my buddies tweeted, dead men tell no tales. And it isn't a new thing, but it does remind me that dead men tell no tales. Here's what was most interesting about this, and a lot of people talked about this over the weekend. They said, how does a guy on suicide watch... how does a guy on suicide watch... commit suicide. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm so tickled. But here's why I'm tickled. Because only in the world of the Clintons could a dude on suicide. On suicide watch, what was it? Suicide peekaboo? You know, peekaboo? Are you dead yet? Peekaboo? They're supposed to be watching this man. Here's a story about it. Accused Jeffrey trafficker, a sexual trafficker, Jeffrey Epstein, is on suicide watch after the wealthy financier was found mysteriously injured in his cell in a federal jail in New York City. That was July 24th. This is only a few weeks ago. Mysteriously injured. He was on the floor in a fetal position when he was discovered. He was semi-conscious and had marks on his neck when he was found. He may have tried to hang himself. Again, speculation. So at this point, look, I don't know what how high profile you have to be for them to look. Everybody should be treated the same when you go to jail. But if you've got a guy that's that big of a witness and you know all the details surrounding him and he's on suicide watch, he tried to commit suicide, then why isn't he alive? Here's a better question. When someone is put on suicide watch in a jail, typically, do they survive? I don't have an answer for this, by the way. What are the statistics of when you're put on suicide watch? Do 98% of them make it, you know, not commit suicide? Because if you go on suicide watch, I would want your record to be 100%. And particularly in a high-profile case like this. So, they said, another source said Epstein's injuries were not serious and raised the possibility that he may have used the incident to try to obtain a transfer from the jail. So, going with that for just a second, if Epstein wanted a transfer from the jail, all he wanted to do was move. He doesn't need to be on suicide. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, he's not going to commit suicide later, and why wouldn't they move him? I don't know the details of this stuff. Again, I'm just kind of speculating here, but I suspect I'm right in a lot of it. How does a man on suicide watch commit suicide? That was one of the biggest questions that everybody was asking. And not being, and I know I'm black, but I'm not, I don't understand the prison system. Thankfully, my dad did. If my dad was alive, I could ask him because he was in San Quentin most of his life. I'd say to him, Father, exactly how does the suicide watch thing work when you're in prison? And he could tell me. He would know. Well, son, what they do is they get a guard to sit outside the cell, you see. Or whatever. Actually, he would say it just like me. He would say, well, son, what they do is they take a guard, he sits outside the cell, and then they put a camera system in there and blah, blah, blah. They make sure that you don't get anything that you could commit suicide with. You know, like you'll get rubber forks and knives and things like this. And then they take it all back. They make sure that they recover everything from you. Whatever. But here's Epstein committing suicide. Hey, here's what I'm thinking. Maybe the Democrats can assign FBI Director James Comey, former FBI Director, disgraced James Comey, or former Special Counsel Mueller to investigate the Russian collusion in this case.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Tat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Times they are changing, folks, and they're changing right before your very eyes. I'm so happy we live in the moment in history that is the most defining moment in American history since the American Revolution. Well, probably since the Civil War. I'll give it that. And I know that people, you hear me say that and you think, come on, Kevin, that's a lot to be saying. It's a fact. This is a pivotal moment in American history, probably the third most pivotal moment since the founding of the nation, which technically wasn't American history at the time, since the Civil War. This is it. This is the time when the nation, quite frankly, is embroiled in its second civil war, and this war is more vicious and deadly than the first. I know that sounds like hyperbole, but it's not, not just for a second. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to KJRadio.com. And you are in the midst of one of the most amazing historical eras of our time, because we have a man who is fundamentally changing America back to what we were supposed to be. He's put us back on course to make the country the best that it could possibly be. And I'm just telling you, we were on a course to be the best. We were the and are the best country in the world. But we were going to set a standard to which the world lived by, and we blew it. Decades have been gone by. We've been blowing it. We've allowed the world to adopt craziness when we've been the beacon, the place where they could look for light. To use 300, we're the oracles. You should be climbing up the mountain to come see what America's doing, not the other way around. The biggest thing the politicians have been saying for decades, leftist politicians, look at what Sweden is doing, and look at what, you know, Europe and the UK is doing, look at what so-and-so, look at what Canada's doing. Oh, they're all giveaways. Yeah, well, look at how they're doing. They're not doing very well. They're owned by everybody else. They're in debt. They don't even know who the heck they are anymore. London doesn't know who it is. France doesn't know who it is. Germany doesn't know who it is. They've been infiltrated, not by Muslims, not by feminists, not by leftists. They've been infiltrated by a disease to where they don't even recognize who they were, who they are. I would tell you it's an infiltration by leftism, technically, even though I just said it wasn't. But I'm saying it isn't a Muslim thing. It isn't a feminist thing. It isn't a whatever. It's a disease that says, you know, that ruins the nation and makes them feel differently about who they are, think differently about who they are. And we're finally stemming the tide. Nearly 25% of Baltimore citizens live in poverty. 63% said the city is on the wrong track. 73% are dissatisfied with the city's public education. Number one big city murder rate. Lost nearly 50% of its population in the last 50 years. That's a few statistics about Baltimore. I've been talking about Baltimore since the Freddie Gray incident. That's just the tip of the iceberg. And they have the nerve, the leftists, to want to fight back when Donald Trump talks about that rat-infested city. Something that in 19-whatever year it was, the mayor herself said, this city is rat-infested. But it's not just rat-infested. It's crime-infested. It's corruption-infested. It's all kinds of infested. And why am I talking about Baltimore again after coming on the heels of Epstein being deader than disco? Because I'm just telling you, all these things are adding up to leftism getting its butt kicked. Al Sharpton was in Baltimore, and what's funny is what happened to him while he was there. But before I get to that, I want you to think about the irony that President Trump does more to rid America of race issues than Obama did, and how much that must burden the left. That's why they call Trump racist all the time. But the fact is, President Trump de-emphasizes race to such a degree, the calls of racists against him fall mostly on deaf ears. And interestingly, the real racists, leftists, do more harm to their cause than they realize every time they utter that Trump is a racist. They managed to desensitize Americans to the calls of racism, and that has had the added effect of making people realize who the real racists are. Larry Elder did a tweet that had a video in it, and it showed Al Sharpton being heckled by people in Baltimore. We're going to play the clip.
Elijah Cummings is a respected and well-regarded member of Congress.
You go back to New York. Get that in New York. You ain't getting up in Baltimore.
That's right.
I ain't up in Baltimore. Hey, you a phony.
Why don't you go back where you came from?
I live here, and I was born here, sir.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. That's that guy that said, why don't you go back? He's a chef. He's with Sharpton, and he's trying to defend him. But there were a whole group of black people there that were not happy that Al Sharpton was trying to come to Baltimore and rabble-rouse. Race pimp. I told you guys, I wrote the book Race Pimping in 2013, and I wrote that book as a joke to tell white folks, get in on the money grab here. And that book is so profound, it's crazy. You should get a copy, racepimping.com. Larry Elder said of Al Sharpton, he called him a race-hustling, Tawana Brawley lying, anti-Semitic, anti-white, Crown Heights incendiary, $5 million tax deadbeat, would-be cocaine-dealing FBI snitch, Democrat kingmaker, who got heckled in Baltimore. My favorite line in that clip was, you're just a hustler. Oh, man, it reminds me of when Jesse Jackson got ambushed in Ferguson. I'll never forget the look on his eyes. We don't have the video, but we have the clip. Jesse is, you know, he's not used to that. He gets shocked because he believes himself to be among, quote, his people. Anyway, here's that clip.
Hey, Jesse Jackson. How you doing?
Up the lot, sir. Come on. Say hi and let's go.
Are you here to support us?
Yes, sir.
You are?
Yeah. You've
been watching all day long?
Yeah.
We haven't seen you watching all day long.
Yeah.
We haven't seen you.
Yeah.
Hey, are you going to pay the bond of those brothers that's been locked up? You've been with the Brown family all day? What about the brother of family, Eric Gorda, murder? Are you going to post his bond?
Hey, you marching today with us, or you just gonna sit in the car?
Because we haven't seen you marching at all, Jesse. We ain't seen you. When you gonna stop selling us out, Jesse? We don't want you here in St. Louis. When you gonna stop selling us out, Jesse? No, ain't no, wait a minute, brother. This is real. We activists out here. We activists out here, brother. This is real. We don't want you here. You're not a leader. You're not a leader. We don't want you here, brother. Matter of fact, you're not even a brother. You can keep moving and get the brothers out of jail. That's what you could do.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. In that clip, you honestly have to see Jesse Jackson's face. Seriously. He's in shock. And the whole time he's got his hand stuck out because he's thinking when the guy comes up to him, he sticks his hand out thinking the guy wants to shake his hand. And then one of his handlers said, look, Jesse, just tell him hello, shake his hand. We got to go. Because he's thinking he's a guy that's going to like Jesse. Jesse was scared. Right? I don't know if you guys realize what was happening at the time. Jesse Jackson scooted his butt out of Ferguson with a quickness, man. He figured out real fast there was no money to be made in Ferguson, Missouri for him. Al Sharpton had soaked it up. This is when Al Sharpton was Barack Obama, baby black Jesus' right-hand disciple. So Jesse had no place, and neither did Sharpton. Anyway, this young filmmaker filmed this whole thing in Baltimore, and you should see it, because he filmed the Sharpton piece as well. And he's standing up. He's got black folks, a black security lady that had her weapon. These are people saying, look, it ain't even safe to be in this city. Our schools suck. It has deteriorated to nothing. I mentioned this a minute ago. Since 1950, Baltimore has lost half its population. That's called white flight. That's what people call it, white flight, because it's an attempt to blame the system on white people leaving. They're so racist, they're leaving. No, let me explain white flight. White people put their money and investment and time in building cities and had an idea of what was going to be the utopian environment, which a city is great. You can get out, walk to everything within whatever you want. It's got culture and all that stuff. And the idea of cities are great. And as soon as the race pimps took over and leftist ideology started permeating throughout the cities, white people said, this is not what we want. This is not what we signed up for. And they left. And now cities like Baltimore, Detroit, etc., lose half their population. They got nothing but black folks running things. And you see exactly what happened when these silly plantation Americans try to run stuff, and they're as corrupt as African dictators. Yeah, I said it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.